Now DUZ does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. Say, how about letting me demonstrate my talking washing machine at your next club meeting? I'd say, ladies, here on this stage is a washing machine that talks. What's more, it's got big news to tell you. Look, I'll put in some Does. Turn on the motor. Ah, listen carefully. Now it's proved by test. Does outdoes the rest. Does everything best.
Does everything best.
What does outdoes the rest?
On the level. Does everything in your wash and does it best. How do we know? By testing 25 different wash day soaps, that's how. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety for colors. And Does scored highest for the whole combination.
That's a lot for Does to say.
Well, didn't any of them beat Does?
Not a one. Compared with Does, all those soaps missed out on one or more things. Either whiteness, suds, or safety to colors. Only Does had a perfect score on all 3 points combined.
Well, I wash overalls straight from a wall plant. And I wash stacks of dirty towels.
Overalls? Towels? Listen. Does gets overalls clean easier and gets towels whiter, definitely whiter, than soap after soap. Yet this new kind of soap actually leaves your pretty rayon slips brighter so they last longer.
Yes, I'll try, Does.
Sounds pretty good to me.
I tell you, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors combined, this new kind of wash day soap tested best. Better make Does your soap. It does everything best. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. When the police brought Jake's suit to Molly for identification, she took one look and fainted. This was the final link in the long chain of terrifying events surrounding the $25,000. But whatever power was forging that chain had one more link to add. When Molly regained consciousness, she seemed alert again and quite talkative. But Molly's words came tumbling out incoherently. Then Rosie realized what had happened. Molly was living mentally in the past. At this moment, David and Mike are in the living room. Listen.
Mike, maybe you'd call the doctor again.
Relax, Grandpa, will you? You're getting me nervous. The doctor must be on his way. Doctors have a lot more to do today than they can handle.
Handle or not handle, call him. See if he's coming or he's not coming. And if he's not coming, he calls somebody else. Mrs. Goldberg is not sick with nonsense or a headache or a toothache. She is sick, Mike. Very, very sick. Not physical. Mental. Physical, you can take a pill or go to a surgeon and then he operates on you. But this is the mind. When it's mental, it's not physical. It's something beyond the... What's the doctor's number, Mike?
Yeah, here it is. Read
it to me, please. Without my glasses,
yeah,
I...
Wait. Greensville. 0674.
0674. Hello, operator. Please give me Greensville. 0674. If my salad, the doctor, was only here.
Grandpa, will you take it easy?
Take it easy. How can I take it easy? Hello. Dr. Sandwich's office? Huh? An hour ago, you said the doctor was coming to 2024 Jennifer Street. Where is he? This is an emergency, not physical.
The nurse ain't interested in your diagnosis?
But I'm interested, Mike. Please, Mike, don't make me nervous. I'll say what I think, and what I think you wouldn't like to hear.
Oh. Say it. I'll feel a lot better if you do. Tell me, it's all my fault. Go ahead. There he is now.
Oh, hello. The bell rang. Maybe that's the doctor now. Hold office, please. Maybe it's the doctor now. Yes, it is the doctor. Hello? Yeah? Doctor, your office wishes to speak to you.
Thank you.
Step on it, doctor, will you? We got a sick woman inside.
Hello? Yes. Yes. Yes, tell Mrs. Lampkin I'll be over there in 20 minutes. Yes. Goodbye.
Doctor, come on, this way.
Don't you think we ought to tell the doctor a little of the hysterical history of the case?
I wish you would.
I'm Mr. Romaine, doctor. The uncle of the patient, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes? Yeah,
and this gentleman, this is Mike Hilton.
Now, how do you do, doctor?
How do you do?
You see, doctor, it's this way. She fainted after hearing some bad news.
What kind of bad news?
Well, Grandpa, will you go inside, please? I got to talk to the doctor.
But, Mike...
It's important, Grandpa, please.
But come right in, doctor.
Go
right
ahead.
Away.
Go ahead, Grandpa.
Mike, please.
Grandpa, will you please? Doctor, I'm going to make a long story short if you listen to me.
Yes.
Well, this day, Mrs. Goldberg has been under a nervous strain for quite a long time. Her husband disappeared, and she got news a few hours ago that the police picked up his clothes. That news knocked her out cold, and she's talking out of her head. I don't want nothing to happen to her. I want you to give her all the best treatment you can, and if it's something you don't know, I'll foot the bills. Get a specialist. There's plenty of dough for anything you need. I'm the cause of all this, Doctor. Do what you can, will you, Doc? Money can't do it all. I know that. I'm a dumb guy, Doc. It took me half my life to learn that.
I'll do what I can, but tell me, Mr. Hilton, what's your connection with the patient?
Me? No, I'm just a friend, Doc. Just a friend.
I see. Have you known her long?
No, not very long.
What sort of a woman is she? I mean, is she highly emotional?
No.
Well, let's go in now and see the patient.
Yeah, right this way, Doc.
Jay? Doctor, Mommy, come in, Doctor. Molly, the doctor.
Jay? Give Papa bicarbonate, Rosalie. Put away your roller skates. You'll do homework after supper.
Mrs. Goldberg.
You go down the dumbwaiter. Tell the iceman not today.
Mom and darling.
Rosalie.
Just let her talk.
Rosalie, call Papa down. Jake, if you'll shave after supper, the soup is standing.
Mrs. Goldberg,
Goldberg?
Molly, the doctor.
Rosalie, who came in? Tell Papa somebody's here to see him.
I'm Dr. Sandridge.
Dr. Sandridge, Molly.
Doctor, please, Doctor, don't talk to Mr. Goldberg about insurance. Jay? Goodbye. Close the door, Rosalie. Samuel, don't eat before Papa sits on the table. He stops, Sam. Rosalie, stop. Sammy, stop tiggling, Rosalie. He didn't push you, Rosalie. Sammy.
Ma.
Stop with the ma. Nothing, Jay. The children are playing. Sit, everybody. Sit.
I can't stand it. Please go into the next room.
Yeah, come, Mike.
I want to stay, Doctor, please.
Rosalie, please, come. Come, Rosalie. Rosalie, if you fall to pieces and I fall to pieces, who'll be here to take care of Mama?
I can't help it, Uncle David.
Look, if this guy don't know his business, we'll call a specialist.
You did it. Nobody but you, Mike.
Oh,
he did.
Rosalie.
If anything happens to my mother, I'll do to you what you did to her. I will, Mike.
Rosalie.
She's right.
No, Mike. Rosalie's a child. She's upset and she don't know what she's saying.
Thanks, Grandpa, thanks. You're a decent guy. But I know she's right.
No, maybe a little.
A little. Who scared the daylights out of her? Who brought that baboon Joe down here? Me. Nobody else, me.
Mike, just wait until the doctor comes out.
Just when I'm beginning to understand what it means to have real friends, to like people and be liked by them. Not for what I got or can give them, but like just for myself, I go and pull this trick.
Shut. Mike.
Listen, Grandpa. I feel like just like I'd gotten a kid a beautiful Christmas tree and then set it on fire just because I didn't want it to look like I was getting soft. I hope she gets better. You don't know how much I hope that, Grandpa.
I know, Mike.
What is it, Doctor?
Well, Doctor.
She seems to have been under a great strain. And what she needs now is rest and care.
But her condition, Doctor, this talk...
That's a form of lacunar amnesia.
What? Lacunar amnesia? Lacunar amnesia. What is it, Doctor? What is lacunar amnesia?
Look, let's have it straight, Doctor. Can you give it to us in English?
Mrs. Goldberg is suffering from a mental lapse. Her memory has erased certain isolated events, extremely unhappy events. Sort of a split memory, you might say. She's living in the past, when life was more pleasant for her.
You don't know, Doctor, how pleasant.
All right, Grandpa. What do you suggest, Doctor?
Rest, and no more worries, and removing the cause of the nervous strain.
That's what we are trying to do, Doctor. That's what we are trying to do.
Well, split memory and mental lapse sound quite serious. Mike and David will see to it that Molly gets rest and care. But if she does begin to recover and again finds that Jake is gone, forever perhaps, what then? Now, lots of times I'm sure you listeners would like to talk back to us radio announcers. Take the first time you heard me say, does everything and does it best. You probably felt like saying...
You better explain that one.
And when I told you how tests against 25 wash day soaps prove does not only does everything best in your wash, but in the dishpan, too, you probably said...
Now what's he driving at? In the dishpan, too?
Well, here's what it all means. This new kind of soap is the only one that gives you this amazing combination for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done... Faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to hands. None of those soaps could match all does for dishes. Why, compared to soap after soap, does gives you more suds faster. Suds that really last, too, so you don't have to keep adding soap to finish the dishes. Does goes to work on grease quicker, too, so you won't have to do any hard scouring. Yet does proved kinder to hands, leaves them wonderfully soft and smooth. So you see, it's just like I said. In the dishpan, too. Does everything best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Even joyous events have the opposite of events have the opposite effect on Molly, as Rosie finds out. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. No matter how good the war news, don't stop saving used kitchen fat. It's still needed. Make fat fight on till Tokyo surrenders.